WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are both paying lots of attention to Florida, where a new poll has Trump ahead.
Clinton is waking up in Miami on her 69th birthday today. To celebrate last night, she went to an Adele concert, but she did have her final fundraiser before that for 371st fundraiser of her entire campaign. Now, the Trump campaign pushing back this morning on reports that he is closing down his fundraising operation. They said that simply is not true. That report came in the Washington Post. But a new poll out this morning from Bloomberg Politics shows Donald Trump 45, Clinton 43 right here in Florida. That explains why she is campaigning hard here. And President Obama, he's coming back on Friday.
Correspondent Jeff Zeleny. Meanwhile, early voting is well underway in D.C.
This is somewhat of a record-breaking year in terms of voting on opening day of early voting.
And Tamara Robinson with the D.C. Board of Elections says since it started over the weekend, thousands have turned out to cast their ballot.
Presidential elections tend to increase voter turnout. But again, it ebbs and flows depending on not only the election year, but also the contests that are on the ballot.
And those not registered can do so at the polls. Early voting ends November 4th. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Early voting begins in Maryland tomorrow. Metro is gearing up for the most disruptive SafeTrack surge yet. This as regional leaders look more long-term.
Surge 10 starts this weekend, and by passengers affected, it's the worst of them all. The Red Line will be closed entirely between Fort Totten and Noma. At the same time, the Metropolitan Washington Council of Governments is releasing a report today trying to lay the groundwork to get Metro a more consistent funding source.
We've got to see some real improvement before we commit to more money.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan is skeptical of a new regional tax, but
I'm willing to keep an open mind on if local governments want to tax their citizens more.
Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe says he's open to the idea, but wants to establish some benchmarks for improvement first. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
There's starting to be a little chill in the air, and you know it won't be long before we're talking about snow. But how that snow is measured in D.C. could be changing. Right now, D.C.'s official snow readings are taken at Reagan National Airport. But advocates want a more accurate measuring station. Matt Ross with the Capital Weather Gang has suggestions.
I think Arboretum would be a great place to measure snow. White House would be a great place. The zoo is a possibility. You know, I think there's a number of options. Even someplace on the Mall would, I think, be better than down at DCA, you know, near a tarmac.
The proposal is now before the D.C. Council. The vice president of the Maryland State Board of Education has resigned, criticizing Governor Larry Hogan on the way out. S. James Gates Jr. says he's quitting because Hogan is a threat to the independence of the board. Well, better send someone out for a beer run. You know that beer isn't going to deliver itself. Oh, wait. It just did.
Anheuser-Busch says it's completed the world's first commercial shipment by self-driving truck, sending a beer-filled tractor trailer more than 120 miles through Colorado. The trailer loaded with Budweiser beer began the feat in Fort Collins and ran along Interstate 25 through Denver before wrapping up in Colorado Springs. A professional truck driver was on board for the entire ride and monitored the trip from the cab's sleeper port. Anheuser-Busch teamed with self-driving truck maker Otto for the project. I'm Sierra Crawford.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,169, the Nasdaq at 52,83. Sports, game one of the World Series goes to Cleveland, a 6-0 win over the Cubs. NHL, the Caps begin a Western Canada road trip tonight in Edmonton. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
These are interesting times in which we live.
Chris Plant.
It boggles the mind what these crazy people in charge of our government are doing to us.
Weekdays 9 to noon.
I can't believe it.
On Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Does your old heating and air conditioning system need to be replaced? Make your home cozy this winter and call ARS Rescue Router. Right now, we're offering up to $1,450 off on new system purchases or no interest, no payments for a year. That's right, two great payment options for your new heating and cooling system. Up to $1,450 off or no interest, no payments for a year. Make your home comfortable and call ARS Rescue Router today for a no-cost, no-obligation estimate. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Hey, everybody, it's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. When it's time for you to sell, do what hundreds have already done. Vote your pocketbook and choose the number one hybrid agent in the DMV. Remember, we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Be your own health advocate. Get your inside story with a virtual physical. VirtualPhysical.com. In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Metro 29 Diners open daily from 6 a.m. till midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 southbound, the crash at Shady Grove Road now within the backups. It's on the shoulder. So you come out of Clarksburg off and on down to the 270 spur. I see very little break along the way. From the ICC, Maryland, that's where your 95 delays southbound begin to merge onto the outer loop. Been extremely slow this morning around toward Georgia Avenue. No problems right now reported if you're heading through the Largo area, but Beltway each direction below speed. DC 295 south, the crash at Pennsylvania Avenue gone or to the shoulder. And northbound, our new problem was the incident north as you approach Benning Road. Crossing the 14th Street Bridge out of Virginia, here we come. Delays near the Pentagon, also 395 heavy through the Landmark area. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a looking or feeling day today. Temperature's actually below average. It might not make 60. We'll put it at 59. If it makes 60, wouldn't be surprised. Sunshine around this morning and filtered by some high clouds. Same thing this afternoon. Tonight, overcast thickens west to east to 47. From that overcast tomorrow, a few scattered showers, 65. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 39 in Springfield, 36 in Bethesda, 39 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. Obamacare problems will long outlast Obama. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in about 30 minutes, KT McFarland will join us at 8:05. Steve Moore on the death spiral that is Obamacare. And then at 8:35, he's been out on the Trump campaign, David Martosko with the Daily Mail. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Are you afraid of the backlash you might receive by putting a yard sign in your front lawn there to support your political candidate? Do you have stories about things that have happened to you or about friends of yours, family members who have had vandalism at the hands of intolerant political adversaries? We would love to hear your stories. 888-630-9625. Or if you've just given up on this whole notion of putting a sign out in your lawn to tell everyone who passes by and all of your neighbors where you stand politically, is it best to just not publicly proclaim it? 888-630-WMAL. One can hardly blame you if you're in that last camp there saying that it's just not worth it. We've heard stories for years now about political bumper stickers supporting Republican candidates, resulting in a beautiful car being keyed in a parking lot. It is wrong, and it's why you don't see it very often anymore, at least for the Republican candidates. Now, you see Democrats bumper stickers all over the place, but that's because, well, Republicans, for the most part, are classy, and they wouldn't vandalize somebody's car. But there's a lot of stories out there, and here's one of my favorites, actually. This is in only the Washington Post's way of going about a story. You know, they try to be very circumspect about these things over at the Post because they're above the rest of us. A homeowner took to a message board Sunday to complain about her neighbor's sign supporting the Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. The anonymous homeowner said his or her family lived in a liberal part of Northern Virginia and were putting their house up for sale. The homeowner feared that the Trump sign would scare away potential buyers and asked on the message board whether it was appropriate to ask the neighbor to take down the sign. Well, listen, I give the homeowner credit for asking a message board whether it was appropriate to ask the neighbor because, you know, if they're like this woman in Falmouth, Maine, a 52-year-old mom, they would have just gone over and stolen the sign or maybe, you know, set it on fire as we've seen elsewhere. A 52-year-old mother is bragging in her local newspaper as a married woman with a 10-year-old daughter that she is now a felon because she keeps stealing Trump signs everywhere she goes. Our friend Mary Catherine Hamm, by the way, tweeted out about this saying, you know, stealing other people's stuff is pathetic. Signs didn't assault you. This is about your character, not about Donald Trump's character. And considering Mary Catherine's not a big fan of the GOP nominee, that's a pretty good comment. Yeah. So we want to hear your stories. 888-630-WMAL. I don't have a lawn or a front yard, so I don't have a story.
I don't have one for my own, but I have three friends that I want to talk about briefly. First, I have this friend who told me back during the last campaign cycle that, well, quite frankly, there was a black op. It's a time-honored tradition to have these black op operations for campaigns where you go out and try to take down the other guy's sign or put your sign immediately in front of their sign.
Yep.
And then they work late at night and they go on these all-night raids. It was hilarious to hear the escapades of these group of people as they went around to undo the opponent's signs. Let's put it that way. Then I have this other friend who put a Trump sticker on her car and has lost friends over it.
Oh,
has
really?
Literally lost friends over
yeah.
it. They, how in the world can you support Donald Trump? And it's become a... Actually, she's lost a lot of friends.
Yeah, you know, pretty soon we have to do the topic. I just heard from a friend of mine who has been unfriended on Facebook by someone that she has known. I have known her as well. Known and worked with for 30 years in the entertainment industry. And we're going to have to do that topic sometime in the next 2 weeks. How many friends have you lost?
And then the third story is about an email I got from a good friend of mine not long ago saying that they wanted a Trump sign. I want a Trump sign. Brian, you know, you're the conservative that I know.
You know people in that,
yeah,
that
certainly
world.
You can come up with a Trump sign for me.
Well, you have a stack of them in your
office.
No,
I don't have a stack of them, and I wouldn't do that. but I got to tell you, and this goes, I mean, I'm bothered about this every day in an email from this person. I want a Trump sign. I want a Trump sign. Hey, where's my Trump sign? Every day. And then I got an email that said, oh, and by the way, don't put it up in my yard. Don't drop by and put it up in my yard. Yeah. That would be bad.
Yeah, deliver it in a brown wrapper, please.
That's exactly right. But they want the Trump sign, but they're afraid to put it up in their own
yard. Put it on the porch concealed in a brown wrapper, you know, right next to the Hustler magazine that I keep out in the open, because that I'm not ashamed of. All right, Stephen in Rockville, which of course Rockville, Maryland, known as Trump country here in Montgomery County. And by the way, Stephen, are you going to come out to the Silver Diner in Rockville right there in your neighborhood as we do our diner tour this Friday morning?
Absolutely.
Excellent. We'll see you there. What's your Trump sign story?
Well, I have a brand new car. It's a Jeep. And I came out the other night. Somebody egged the back of my car because of the Trump sign.
Wow. That ain't
then,
right.
Come to find out, I go down to the local McDonald's and somebody had a probably, I want to say, a 5x8 Trump sign up on 4x4s.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody painted it blue and put Hillary Clinton signs all underneath of it.
See, and that can't be just somebody, you know, some fervent fan of Hillary Clinton. That sort of operation with paint and extra signs and all that, that's got to be somebody working for the campaign, wouldn't you think? Steve, oh, we lost Steven. What do you think, Brian? I mean, when they go to that kind of trouble, that's like, I mean, and I'm not saying it's that the, you know, Donna Brazile didn't order it.
If
to
you
happen,
want to put a Hillary sign in front of that sign and that's your editorial comment on it, well, that's good and fine. But when it goes beyond that, no, it's not right.
Glenn and Frederick, by the way, you know, I was out in Frederick about 2 weeks ago and I drove there. I took the White's Ferry from Loudoun. Okay. When you go out there past Dulles in Virginia,
see a lot of Trump.
Out in Loudoun, Trump everywhere. You take the ferry across to Maryland, you think, oh, it's blue Maryland. No, as soon as you get across there, again, out in the Frederick area, Trump signs everywhere in the rural areas, even here in Washington. Glenn in Frederick, what do you say?
Hi, a friend of mine has allowed the Frederick Republican Party to put up a huge Trump sign in his yard on Route 355 in Urbana.
Right.
And over the weekend, it was burned.
I read this story. That's not far from where I live. It's just up the road a little bit. And you're right. It was burned. And that's not only wrong, it's dangerous. Because who knows where that...
Of course, that's arson for crying out loud.
Right. To come on private property and burn someone's stuff on private property. But that's the Democrats for you.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for that. You don't hear this about Hillary signs, do you?
No, you don't.
How about Josh in Leesburg? You're on WMAL. We're talking about the epidemic of Trump signs being vandalized.
Morning, guys.
Hey.
My story is this. My brother, who lives in New Jersey, has a Trump sign on his lawn. He had a couple of them, as a matter of fact. And he works for a security company, so he has cameras all around his house. He's outside, and these kids are hanging around looking at his Trump signs. He goes in the house, and the kids bolt off with the Trump signs. So he calls the cops on him, and while he's calling the cops, and the cops come over to talk to him, his wife goes out and finds the kids down the street and gets the signs back from him.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
So these are kids. All right, Josh. Wow, that's amazing. And I actually, you know, I got to tell you about that because I've heard that this is a big deal with high school kids and college kids. This has become sort of a nighttime hobby akin to cow tipping out in the out in Kansas. So more of your calls on this. Is this just a sign of the times, or are we seeing some real political vandalism out there? Give us a call, 888-630-WMAL.
Right now, 715 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brighton Landmark crash on 395 northbound right near Duke Street. So fire and rescue units on their way. So keep alert again if you're heading 395 north, say if you're from Edsel Road toward the Duke Street area. Let's get around the Beltway, Annandale to Tyson's. Just the stop and go starting to form. 66, the normal delays, but tough as you push through Manassas towards Centerville and up and off and on up toward Nutley Street. Now, Colesville Road, looking a bit suspicious. Please say, yep, we're working the crash. Southbound 29, it'll be south of White Oak as you head down toward Lockwood Drive near the Trader Joe's. So do watch. You have a little bit more activity than we're used to in that stretch. The crash on 270 south at Shady Grove, that had been cleared to the shoulder, but now that's in the backups as you come out of Clark. Off and on to the 270 spur. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunshine today, a high of around 60 degrees, probably just a little shy of that 59, let's call it. Tonight, partly cloudy, 47. And then tomorrow, a chance of showers, a 40% chance of showers, and a high near 65. I got to tell you, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday all looking pretty good. Temperatures in the 60s to the low 70s. Currently in the nation's capital, the official temperature at Reagan, 42. But I got to tell you, in some areas, it got almost down to freezing last night. But currently, the official temperature, 42 degrees. 717.
Seems to be an epidemic out there if you've got a sign supporting the Republican nominee. Washington Post yesterday afternoon wringing their hands over the fact that a Trump sign is driving down the property values of a liberal Northern Virginia home. Oh, my. We want to hear your stories about this epidemic. How about Scott in Damascus? Damascus, that's that's on the border there of Maryland and Montgomery County. What do you say, Scott?
Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. What do you say?
What do you think?
Well, I brought a bunch of Trump signs home. I put them up wherever I can, and I also gave some to my neighbors, which we put up very proudly. And Damascus is pretty much Trump country, I think.
Oh, all right.
And I would also like to donate $250 to the Maryland Republicans.
For the Terps for Trump. All right, for Milo. Sure. You know, I'm going to reach out to Milo and the folks at Breitbart so they know that we've got this happening here, Scott. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Russ,
I don't have a ton of money, but I'd be more than happy to help them with $250.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate that. And, you know, I just had an idea about these Trump signs because Scott sort of triggered something. Here's what you want to do. If you want to make sure that nobody messes with your Trump sign, if you have a Trump sign and you want to put it in your yard, put it out there in the yard, and then right next to it, put an NRA sign next to it.
Yeah, that would do it.
I think that might send the message.
Or put this area under video surveillance.
I think the NRA might be more effective than that.
Yeah.
Russ in Centerville. Russ, you're on WMAL.
Hey, Russ.
Hey, guys. Larry, the NRA thing is great. I was going to put in Protected by Smith and Wesson, but the NRA is even better.
Yeah, because it's just another political message, see? There's no threat there. By the way, I also support the NRA, FYI.
So we were afraid to put a bumper sticker on our car because of the vandalism. I get that. You know, that we live in a real world, right? These things happen. Trump sign sitting proudly in the front yard is positioned so that both neighbors get to support Trump. But had it been vandalized or stolen, my wife and I had agreed we were going to literally burn out the grass in our front yard that says Trump.
Wow, now that is a commitment.
I
know that sounds silly, but I would have been so incensed that the sign had been taken. I would have done that. I would have lived through that burnout grass for years to come.
Well, winter's coming, right? And then you just resod it in the spring. All right, Russ, thanks for that. How about Katie in Silver Spring? Oh, my gosh, Silver Spring can't be a very friendly neighborhood
for a Republican. I would imagine it's tough to be a Trump supporter in Silver Spring.
Well, Well, let me tell you, I'm also going to the Whole Foods right there on the border with Tacoma Park. I have a Trump bumper sticker on my car, and people come up to me and ask for bumper stickers.
Really?
And, Brian, I keep the signs in my trunk.
There you go.
Yeah,
no, wait a second. At the Whole Foods at Tacoma Park?
No, on the edge of Tacoma Park.
All
Tacoma
right.
Park doesn't let anything big in there. But let me tell you, my car got totaled. My car got totaled a few weeks ago, so I have to drive my daughter's car with the Bernie Sanders sticker on
it. No!
And so right above it, everybody says, why don't you cover that up? And I was like, no, I'm trying to help the Sanders people decide. I took the Trump sticker and put it above it. And people ask me about it.
That's great, Katie. I love
it
that.
It is. Uh-huh.
All right. Thank you. Katie, we're going to see you at the Silver Spring, at the Silver Diner there in Rockville Friday?
Yes.
Excellent. See, Katie's going to be there. Y'all got to come out for our diner tour this Friday morning at the Silver Diner in Rockville. Speaking of Rockville, Stephen, you're on WMAL. How you doing, Stephen?
Hey, Stephen. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, guys. Sorry about that. I got disconnected. But my other story was, besides people painting Trump signs blue, recently, say about a week and a half ago, my neighbor called me and told me that his tool shed was set on fire, just Trump signs.
There were Trump signs on the tool shed?
On a tool shed, somebody went up to it with some type of flame, well, I don't know, gasoline or whatnot, but they set a tool shed on fire.
See, these are the brown shirts. These are the fascists.
Yeah.
These are the people. These are the people that you saw in the O'Keefe video, who are funded by these dark political groups affiliated with the DNC.
Yeah, that's just wrong.
Dangerous. Stephen, thank you for that story. We're having fun with it, but it's also it really is.
Well, where's the police investigation? Where is political suppression?
Oh, please, have we heard anything about the vandalism of the Trump Hotel?
No, you.
That
haven't.
Was caught on video with
not
the guy
thing.
Not even hiding
not
his
even
face.
A thing.
Greg in Leesburg, you're on WMAL. Greg.
Hey, Greg. Good morning.
Guys, don't let these little brown shirts win the day. You got to fight back. For years and years and years in Northern Virginia in Loudoun County, I had signs stolen every year until I wised up. I went to Home Depot. I got axle grease, white lithium grease, and I mixed it with deer urine. And I stirred it up, and every sign that went in my yard got coated with the stuff. And guess what? Nobody ever touched my signs again.
Well, I bet that also keeps the kid from trick-or-treating at your door, too, as they walk up the lane. And what is that? Did a deer just... Let's go to the next house, kids. It's 7:22 on WMAL.
This weekend, the SGK Gun Show returns to the Fredericksburg Expo Center at Central Park. Hunters, collectors, sportsmen, visit the Fredericksburg Expo Center for SGK's biggest show ever. Tickets available online at guns-knives.com or at the door. That's the Fredericksburg Gun Show this weekend.
Maybe you're out there. Maybe you run a business. Maybe you need to hire some folks. You know, do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place is not enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect person for the job, you need to post your job on all the top job sites, and now you can do so easily. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your jobs to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with one click of that little mouse there. Find candidates in any city or any industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. You see, there's no juggling of emails. You won't have a bunch of people bothering you, calling your office. You'll be able to quickly screen candidates, rate them, and then hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 1 million businesses. And right now, listeners to WMAL can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/report. That's ZipRecruiter.com/report. That's one more time, ZipRecruiter.com/report.
Your home is your most valuable investment, so you need to make sure it's protected from its worst enemy, termites. Hey, this is Jen Huff here to tell you about a technology that revolutionizes the way termites are treated, and it's only available locally from Regional Pest Management. More than 15 years ago, Regional Pest Management was one of the first companies in the world to use Termidor, which has turned into the number one tool around the globe to kill termites. Now Termidor has a brand new high-precision injection system for Termidor HP. This treatment is so clean, so easy, there is no trenching, no rotting, and most importantly, no disruption to your landscape. If your house has been treated with Termidor in the last 8 to 10 years, then you need to get this new HP treatment. Call Regional Pest Management today at 800-365-STAR and let them protect your most valuable investment. Regional is the only authorized pest management company in our area with the ability to perform this treatment. Call 800-365-STAR or visit online at regionalpestmanagement.com.
You and I are privileged to live in one of the greatest democracies in the history of the world. And with great freedom comes great responsibility.
So what do you choose?
Will you vote junk
or no junk? No junk.
If you vote for junk, you don't have to do a thing. Junk is a virus. It spreads and multiplies all on its own.
But to vote no junk, you have to take action.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
So you never have to take off work to meet us.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
7:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Georgetown Pike coming inbound as you pass Swink's Mill and up through to the Beltway. You're moving along slowly with the rush hour, but if you're going westbound right as you come off of the Beltway, crash blocking the westbound lanes right now as fire and rescue units get settled here at the scene of the crash. So off the Beltway, can't commit to going west on the Georgetown Pike and heading out toward the Madeira School, but inbound, you can get through. I'll keep you posted on that. 66, heavy in Manassas towards Centerville. We had a broken down car reported before 29 Centerville, right in the middle of the roadway. And then Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks toward Nutley Street with the stop and go. Struggling a bit in Silver Spring on Colesville Road, southbound 29 as you come up toward the Trader Joe's near Lockwood Drive for the crash. 270 had the accident, Shady Grove to the shoulder. Problems with some signal lights this morning on 210 in the Accokeek area. So if you're traveling anywhere on 210, say between 228 Berry Road and Old Fort Road South, those intersections, you might find them dark. Please treat as a four-way stop. Update brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Not too bad of a midweek forecast. Few clouds around. Sunshine dominating this morning. Comfortable, seasonable this afternoon. Only in the upper 50s, so down a little from yesterday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 42 degrees. Officially at Reagan National, 727.
But look what's happening to signs, especially if they've got the Republican nominee's name on them. Vandalized, stolen, burned. And in the case of a Washington Post article here about a Northern Virginia neighborhood, it's driving down the property values there in the liberal neighborhood. How about Ellie in Sterling? Ellie, it sounds like you have a firsthand experience with Trump signs.
I do. Actually, I'm volunteering in the Trump office in Countryside every day. So we get all kinds of stories about what's happening to signs and some of the creative ways that people are dealing with it. But, you know, we are the basket of deplorables. I call people that go around doing these things, I call them Hillary's gang of despicables.
Thank you, Ellie. Well said. How about real fast, Marshall in West Virginia?
Hey, Marshall.
Hey.
Howdy, boys. How y'all doing?
Hey, good.
Howdy, boys.
Hey, listen, I'm a delegate, candidate for delegate out here in the eastern panhandle of West Virginia, and one day I realized that one of my signs had been run over at a road intersection. So I stopped to set it back up, and there were tire tracks across it. And I said, well, somebody was obviously texting and driving, right? But by the time I found the fifth one that had tire tracks on it, I thought, somebody really doesn't like political signs. Well, right about the time I found the seventh or eighth one, I thought, you know what? It's my signs they're running over. They're not wasting their time on anybody else's.
Huh.
So I moved them all away from the road, usually up hills or next to a rock or something where they couldn't run over them. And then I realized they were still going down, and I'd walk over and I'd find boot prints on them. So, what they've done for me is they've energized my base, and there are a lot of people who are really angry about this. It's been great.
All right, Marshall. Well, let us know how the campaign goes, and maybe that's a good lesson for everyone else. Don't get angry. Just what's the way they said? Don't get bitter. Just get better. It's 729.
729.
Washington politicians like to talk, but we need leaders like Dr. Mark Plaster who actually get things done. An emergency room physician with decades of experience, Dr. Mark Plaster has the courage and poise to make the tough calls. At the age of 50, Dr. Mark Plaster enlisted in the Navy Reserves and completed two deployments to Iraq with the Marine Corps, where he served as a frontline battlefield surgeon. In Congress, Dr. Mark Plaster will stand strong for our veterans, work to bring jobs back to our community, and make health care more affordable.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mark Plaster. In Iraq, I commanded a shock trauma platoon. It was our job to stabilize wounded soldiers so they could be evacuated to help. I thought the war would be the worst thing our young heroes in the armed forces experienced, which is why I'm horrified by how they've been treated by the VA. In Congress, I will root out the corruption, fraud, and abuse in the VA system so our veterans get the care they need and deserve. I'm Dr. Mark Plaster, and I approve this message because our veterans deserve better.
Coming up in just a moment, KT McFarland, 7:30 in the nation's capital, and it's time for news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. A new poll has Donald Trump in the lead in Florida for the first time in weeks. That Bloomberg poll just out this morning has Trump ahead of Hillary Clinton by 2 points in the Sunshine State.
Which is why Hillary Clinton will be trying getting out that Democratic vote. You can see people lining up already here. But this is the second day of her campaign swing here on the heels of 3 straight days of campaigning by Donald Trump. Florida is at the center of his comeback plan. That's a plan she is trying to block.
Correspondent Jeff Zeleny. Donald Trump will be here in Washington this morning, taking a brief break from the campaign trail to formally open his new hotel. Later, Trump returns to the trail in North Carolina. Early voting is brisk in D.C., where voters could begin casting early ballots as of last weekend. Tamara Robinson is with the D.C. Board of Elections.
As of close of business on Monday, we've had about 5,600 voters come to our One Judiciary Square early voting centers.
Early voting in D.C. continues through November 4th. The two candidates for U.S. Senate in Maryland meet in their final debate tonight in Baltimore. Democrat Chris Van Hollen and Republican Kathy Shalega clash on a Baltimore TV station in a debate sponsored by the Baltimore Sun, the League of Women Voters, and the University of Baltimore. Iraqi special forces have moved more than 1,000 people from villages near the front lines of the battle to take the city of Mosul back from ISIS. One military official says residents of nearby villages have been taken to a camp for their safety. Busch Gardens, Tampa Bay has decided to close a river rapids ride after 4 people were killed on a similar water ride at an amusement park in Australia. Checking your money, the Dow right now, the Dow opens today at 18,169, the Nasdaq at 5,283. Sports, the Indians win Game 1 of the World Series. Game 2 tonight has been pushed up an hour to 7 o'clock because of the threat of rain in Cleveland. Hockey, the Caps are in Edmonton tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
At the Big Screen Store, football is back and it's game on. Why not save 50%? Get a huge Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV, originally $49.99, now just $24.99.
Wow! Nothing like watching the big game on a big screen.
The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. This week at the Big Screen Store, get a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $8.99.
For Samsung, now that's a great price.
Well, if you're shopping Samsung, the Big Screen Store is the only choice. Just ask our customers.
You've got to check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
The Big Screen Store. The Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically like hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask like 2 or 3 times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief. The best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Can you grab the remote? Thanks.
So, elections. Have you decided?
I don't know about president yet, but I am definitely not voting for developer Lou Ann Bennett.
Yeah, because she was supposed to build a preschool, but instead sat on the empty property for 20 years to avoid a hefty tax bill?
Yes. Plus, she may be trying to dodge more taxes now. She owns this fancy condo in Georgetown, but claims to live out here with us.
I'd kill for an apartment to crash in to avoid traffic.
Luxury apartment anywhere. Point is, Lou Ann Bennett lives the life of a D.C. insider, but claims to be one of us, living in Virginia.
Because it helps her avoid tons in D.C. taxes. How convenient.
You know, it's even richer. She wants to raise our taxes. She's for health care taxes, energy taxes, even taxes on our investments.
She wants to raise my taxes but won't pay hers?
Yeah. Developer Lou Ann Bennett. She makes government work for her.
The NRCC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or any candidate's committee. NRCC.org.
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading through town, the long-standing incident southbound DC 295 at Pennsylvania Avenue has been cleared, but heavy pressure on for the commute now, both off of 50 and the Baltimore-Washington Parkway trying to head through Chevrolet and Riverdale. On New York Avenue, inbound approaching Bladensburg Road, crews were dealing with a fender bender. A crash on the Georgetown Pike. Let's go Virginia. Westbound Georgetown Pike, right as you come off of the Capitol Beltway, they've stopped the westbound side. Eastbound, of course, you'll see all this activity. You can get by, but a little slower than normal. In fact, I'm also seeing Swinks Mill Road very slow, just emerging to the backups on the Georgetown Pike. Extra time needed. Extra time needed through some dark intersections this morning. In Manassas, they were having a power problem. Prince William Parkway, Dumfries Road, police at that intersection. Prince William Parkway at Lake Jackson. Jackson Drive, and in Maryland, in the Accokeek area, 210 between 228 Berry Road and Old Fort Road South. You might find some of those intersections dark as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a midweek forecast. A few clouds around. Sunshine dominating this morning. Comfortable, seasonable. This afternoon, only in the upper 50s, so down a little from yesterday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 30 in Haymarket, 32 in Germantown, 43 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Jiffy Lube. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 737, you're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. What else would you be listening to here 2 weeks out from this presidential election? 805, Steve Moore, Heritage Foundation economist, talk about the debacle that is Obamacare and what it means to you. And then at 835, David Martosco, Daily Mail, who's with the Trump campaign. Big day for the Trump Hotel opening today in the district. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line, as she does every Wednesday when we're lucky, is KT McFarland, Fox News security analyst. You can follow her on Twitter at KT McFarland, and you should, because you learn stuff. Good morning to you, KT.
Good morning, gentlemen.
I'm going to have to change that up. It's getting repetitive, but it's true. I learn stuff every time I read one of your tweets. Listen, I want to talk about something that's not getting a lot of attention right now, and perhaps should, given the fact that we have people in harm's way right now, and that's what's going on in Iraq and the battle for Mosul. I've been hearing some reports that it's going to go really, really slow, and it may not be going all that well. What's your sense of it?
You're right. I think it'll go slow. I think it's going to not go necessarily well. And I can't figure out what our objective is in all this. Is it to get rid of ISIS? Okay. But then what happens? Who's in charge after that? Is it the Iraq government? Well, wait, the Iraq government is dominated by Iran. And anyway, who are we fighting with? Okay, we have the Turks are there, but they're not really fighting ISIS. They're really fighting the Kurds. The Kurds are fighting ISIS. We're fighting ISIS. The Iraqi Shiite militias, they're fighting ISIS, sort of. But for the most part, they're really fighting Sunnis. That what they'd like to do is get the whole region free of Sunnis, and then they can settle it with Shiites. Now, why is that? It's because Iraq is Shiite, and Damascus, Syria is Shiite, and Hezbollah is Shiite. I mean, we're like in a maze, and somehow we think we're going to, with 5,000 troops, we're going to somehow be in a position to shape events here. I think we're in the middle of a multi-sided civil war, and as usual, we're on the weakest side.
And it's something that people should really be focusing on and concerned about, KT, because this is about our national security and the world security and the security of our closest ally. And this brings me to our next question. You know, I did a half an hour yesterday on our afternoon show asking women voters, what is the most important issue to you? Because I'm told by smart people in the Beltway here that it's the most important thing to women voters is what Donald Trump said to Billy Bush 11 years ago on audio.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, I think every single person said national security. Are we not having a serious enough discussion about this? And should Donald Trump be focusing more on this?
A, he should be focusing only on this.
Yeah.
And secondly, yeah, I think that here's what I worry about, is that the stuff that we're talking about, you know, the sex stuff, I mean, that has a human face to it, so it gets everybody all excited, and the media's just decided it's the most important issue, whether it's Clinton sex or Trump sex or sex. On the other hand, I'm thinking that the more important issue is, what country am I leaving my kids? Is it one that is where America leads from the front? Is it one that America has values? Is it one where it's still the land of opportunity, where we still are a melting pot? And I don't think anybody's addressing those issues, or if they are, the media's refusing to cover them. And to me, that's the biggest betrayal of the country of all, is that we are at a time of very serious decisions on health care, on taxes, on how the economy should be structured, on how we see ourselves in the world, on how we protect ourselves from terrorists, on how we deal with the upcoming nuclear weapons of bad guys who are going to be aimed at the United States. And so somehow those things are kind of pushed to the side, and it's far more important in the mainstream media's opinion to focus on these important issues, but not as nearly as important to me as the fact that North Korea is going to have nuclear weapons capable of reaching the United States before the end of the next presidency.
And you point out, and rightfully so, that that ought to be the focus. And if you focus on that for a moment, you have to look at her track record as Secretary of State, which I don't think was stellar. And even her friends recently, we know because of the WikiLeaks emails, have said that she has terrible instincts, makes terrible decisions. If you look at it honestly, you have to be very concerned about that.
I think Hillary Clinton has been on the wrong side of every foreign policy issue for the last 15 years.
I do too. Yeah.
And for this, we're going to get a promotion. Look, I think that the country goes through these cathartic changes every 40 years, where we look at the entrenched bureaucracy, and that's all my friends inside the Beltway, and we say, look, you guys aren't getting the job done anymore. We want to get rid of all of you. So it's not just Republican versus Democrat every 40 years. It's Washington versus the rest of the country. And that's where I think we are. And if Hillary Clinton is elected and continues to be Barack Obama's third term, you know, continues with the established, entrenched status quo policies that we've seen, then I think the revolution, the grassroots populist movement that's sweeping the country, I think it comes roaring back.
KT McFarland, you often speak to us about the very real threat in terms of a cyber attack. And on Friday, most Americans had some nuisance. They tried to get to Netflix or Twitter or Spotify, and for some reason, those sites were down and they weren't working. And it turns out, we learned, that this was actually a coordinated cyber attack. It was a nuisance, yes, but does this portend something much more threatening and much darker?
I think we should all be running around with our hair on fire over this, and nobody's paying attention. Yes, what happened was that as yet unknown unidentified somebodies took the sort of simple devices you have in your house. You guys were probably part of this attack. I'm sure I probably was. And they took your webcam or your baby monitor or your DVR, and they turned them into zombies that then went and attacked the sites that you've just mentioned.
Wow.
And took them down. We sort of are just figuring out now how it happened, but we have yet to figure out who did it, or why they did it, or what's to prevent them from doing it tomorrow.
And is, again, putting it back into setting aside politics for a moment, do we have the infrastructure in place at this administration or at the Pentagon to actually take this threat seriously and do whatever kind of preventative measures are needed?
No. And it's for a whole lot of different reasons. I mean, the government's always 10 steps behind anyway.
Mm.
Private industry has other sort of objectives. They have a worldwide market. They don't want to be beholden to government. I mean, my plan would be to take the senior leaders of Silicon Valley, the people who manufacture these products, and whoever the government people are appropriate, and lock them in a room, send in pizza and Diet Coke, Let them come out for occasional bathroom breaks, but they don't come out of that room until they have figured out a plan to defend the entire nation, the civilian infrastructure of this country, against cyber attack.
You know, in 1 week, exactly 1 week, when we talk to you next, we will ostensibly know who the next president of the United States, I'm sorry, it's 2 weeks. 2 weeks from now. Do you have any thoughts about how it's shaping up?
If I were doing that, I would be paid a whole lot more money.
Yeah, baby. And you'd be worth every penny, KT, as you always are. Yeah. Thanks for joining us, ma'am.
Thank you, KT. Appreciate it. It is now 7:44 on WMAL.
Hey, DC, have you heard? Southwest has brand new routes, like the ones from Reagan National to Providence. So you can say yes to flying to great new places. And as always, yes to low fares with nothing to hide. That's transparency. Book now at southwest.com. Service starts 11/6/16.
You know, I've been talking about my friend Frank Prendle and the Associates of Remax Allegiance for years now. I've mentioned Frank's military service, West Point education. You've heard about his no-risk guaranteed sales system, his ability to deliver results on time and for more money than other local agents with similar guarantees. With over 25 years in the D.C. metro real estate market, Frank's experience consistently delivers results for his client. Now, that's why Thomas, when he received military orders to move out of state, called Frank Prendle. You see, Thomas had just completed remodeling the kitchen of his Waldorf home, and he wanted to recoup his money, so Frank cranked up his marketing, and after one full weekend, just a few days, he sold Thomas's home for well over list price. The nation's leading authority on real estate and Shark Tank co-star Barbara Corcoran only recommends Frank Prendle in the metro D.C. area out of thousands of agents. So call Frank Prendle today at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538, online at itrustfrank.com.
It's 7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And big changes are coming our way on the Metro Rail. SafeTrack Surge number 9 finishes at the end of the day today, so giving those Orange Line commuters a bit of a break. We get a couple of days of break without the SafeTrack Surge, but on Saturday, the big delays expected for the Red Line commuters, so just get prepared for the next surge. Here we go around the Beltway topside from before I-95, right near Route 1, heading around to George Avenue, slowing on the inner loop as you make that trip just past Route 1 where the IKEA is. Reports of an incident there. Delays off of 95 back near the ICC. 29 heading through Silver Spring past White Oak and down toward the Trader Joe's. Had an incident that was blocking one of the lanes. Not sure if they were able to get that out of the travel lane or not, but again, very slow on 29 through that stretch. We had it broken down on 66 eastbound heading into Centerville. Beyond that, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks toward Nutley Street heavy. Georgetown Pike westbound crash. Just as you come off the Beltway eastbound, you might be affected as well. Not only can you see it, but there's only one lane as you come around the curves and heading up toward the Beltway there, and it is jammed solid back near the Madeira School. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a looking or feeling day today. Temperature's actually below average. Might not make 60. We'll put it at 59. If it makes 60, wouldn't be surprised. Sunshine around this morning and filtered by some high clouds. Same thing this afternoon. Tonight, overcast thickens west to east to 47. From that overcast tomorrow, a few scattered showers, 65. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
42 at Reagan National, 747.
We told you about a law in New Hampshire that was struck down by a federal court saying that it was unconstitutional to prohibit people from taking selfies in the voting booth.
Yeah.
The law was put in place to basically prohibit or at least try to get in the way of people paying somebody to go and vote. The idea is, you know, believe it or not, there are some political parties out there who
are you hearing?
You know, they have walking around money on election day. You ever hear this?
I've heard about that. Yeah,
they go out there and they say, "All right, $20, go in there and vote for, you know, this candidate." And of course, one of the ways that they can prove that they did that is to take a picture of themselves with the ballot,
in
the voting booth,
and with their phone.
And so, New Hampshire was trying to prohibit that by saying, "All right, no selfies at a polling place." Well, they struck that down, but there are some states that still have this law. Tennessee is one of them.
How about that,
Justin Timberlake? Who you just heard, because he can't stop the feeling. He is a Tennessee resident. He went to the Shelby County polling place and voted for early voting, took a selfie, and some smart people in Tennessee said, "Well, Justin, you're not in sync with the law." and started calling on him to be prosecuted. The Shelby County DA's office has now said that the case is under review, but they doubt that they will press charges against one Justin Timberlake.
No. He's special.
Well, yeah. Anyway, and also one might suspect that they have more important things to do there. And meanwhile, shifting a little bit from the entertainment world to the sporting world, it was a big night in sports last night if you're from the state of Ohio. And you know, those Ohioans, they need a little bit of a break because their beloved Buckeyes got pounded by the Nittany Lions.
I've been waiting for this for
Penn
days.
State on Saturday.
I've been waiting for you to say this for days.
Thrusting the Michigan Wolverines into the catbird seat of the Big Ten and number two in the nation.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
Anyway, if you're from Ohio, you're in mourning over that, but you're loving your Indians, who absolutely pounded the Chicago Cubs 6-0 in Game 1 of the World Series. As I mentioned earlier in the week, I am fully on board with the Tribe. Go Tribe. I'm getting sick of all of the elitists who love the Cubs.
Well, and it was a dominant win.
Oh, they were. Yeah. And the Indians are, you know, sort of your blue-collar lunch bucket kind of team, and that's who I'm rooting for. So go Tribe. They're up 1-0. Also in Cleveland last night, the Cavaliers raised the banner for their first ever NBA championship. Everyone got their rings, and it was a big night there in Cleveland. So cool for that. Meanwhile, it was opening night of the NBA, and something happened that we should all take notice of. Over there in the Golden State Warriors, you know, who had the best record in the history of the NBA last season, even though they failed in the championships, they had their opening day. And of course, the Warriors now have their big Kevin Durant they picked up, who is the star from Oklahoma City. He's a local guy. We thought he was going to come and play for the Wizards, Kevin Durant, but he didn't. He snubbed us, and everyone says, this is the super team. This is the dream team. The Golden State Warriors, the greatest team last year, just got better with Kevin Durant. Well, they had their opening day.
Yeah.
They got demolished by the San Antonio Spurs. So these Warriors might be a good team by the end of the season, but it looks like they need to work out all of the dynamics there with all those superstars. It's 7:50 on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fengels, owner of New Look Home Design. When it comes to roofing, beware of winter. That's when shingles crack and create gaps where water and ice cause damage. If you think your roof has a problem, don't make it suffer through one more winter. The longer you wait, the more expensive your replacement's going to be. Call now and qualified customers will receive 0% interest and no payments for one full year. Replace your roof now, pay for it next year. Call 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com.
Listen, I don't know about you. I don't plan to age gracefully. I'm going to hang on for dear life, baby. I want to look and feel younger and healthier than I ever have. Every single year I get older, I want to look younger. And so that's why I am in love with this new product from Chamonix. It's Esotique XV. Esotique XV is the cutting edge of anti-wrinkle science. The plant stem cell formula combats chronological aging, wrinkles, fine lines, UV damage that can cause skin redness. Of course, it works for men and women. And I know it sounds like some sort of miracle potion or lotion. And I get that. I mean, how many times have you heard this? Oh, you know, it's the fountain of youth in a bottle. Okay, fine. I get that. So here's the deal for you. Why don't you try it for a full month for free? That's right. You just pay a small shipping fee, and if you don't see results, you don't pay a darn thing. For your free 30-day trial, 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. If you call now, they're also going to throw in for free this deep-firming vitamin C serum as a free gift. That's how proud Chamonix is of Esotique XV. They know you're going to love it. This trial isn't around much longer, though. Try it now, 800-525-2720, or go online to xvbeauty.com.
I'm going to let you in on a secret. If you visit LyftDC.com, that's LyftDC.com, you can make money driving your own car. I could rattle off the reasons why drivers love Lyft, like how you get paid just for joining and earning weekly 20% bonuses and keep 100% of your tips. But let's be real. You want to hear it from a real Lyft driver, like Paula in Pittsburgh.
Well, to be honest, I started driving for the money. But what Lyft gives me that my other options can't is flexibility. As a busy mom, I need to spend time with my kids. So the opportunity to earn anytime is priceless. And hey, I'm a people person. Lyft passengers neighbors fill my days with stories, laughs, music, and I get to help them out too, you know? It's more than a ride.
To join Paula on the road and take home hundreds in earnings bonuses and tips every week, apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com today. Plus, for a limited time, new drivers get a $500 bonus after signing up. Terms apply.
7:53, time to check in at the news desk at CNBC to see how your money is faring. Here is Chuck Camlin.
Your money's going to fare not so hot today. Stocks looking at more losses. The Dow could fall close to 70 points when the markets open. Apple stock will fall after the company said profits and revenue fell for the first time since 2001. Warned it may not have enough iPhone 7s for Christmas because of parts shortages. Coca-Cola made a $1 billion profit even though revenue fell because of falling soda sales. Coke Zero is doing better. In Britain, they don't call it Coke Zero. They call it Coke Zero Sugar so people won't worry that it's too sweet. Comcast, CNBC's owner, made more money because it added the most video users in 10 years, thanks to the Rio Olympics. AT&T will offer a new streaming service next month, 100 channels for $35, hoping to get more people to cut that cable cord. And tourism has replaced dairy as the top earner of money from overseas in New Zealand, thanks to the movie The Hobbit. Spending by tourists in that country is up 20%. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
How did you pick the investments in your IRA and retirement plan at work? Do you have a plan, a specific strategy, or did you just pick randomly based on what some family member or coworker said? Hi, Rick Edelman here. Managing your investments correctly is vital if you hope to achieve your retirement goals, and you might be amazed at how easy it is to do it right. At Edelman Financial Services, we've been providing straightforward, common-sense financial advice for 30 years. Let us help you prepare for retirement so you can achieve your financial goals. We'll help you avoid the mistakes that can cost you money and damage your retirement savings. We have 6 offices in Maryland and Northern Virginia, and an Edelman Financial Planner is ready to help you. Just call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-752-6742. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
It is 7:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hoodie Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Manassas, still watch. We have some intersections that are dark because of a power outage under police direction. Prince William Parkway and Dumfries Road. Prince William Parkway at Lake Jackson Drive. Also in Accokeek on 210. Had some problems with the signal lights north of 228 Berry Road, pushing toward Old Fort Road south. Here we go on the Beltway, leaving Springfield on the Interloop side toward Annandale. Bunched up a bit now toward the toll road and American Legion Bridge. A mess on the Georgetown Pike, especially coming inbound. Eastbound Georgetown Pike before you even get to the Madeira School, jammed to the Beltway. You're checking out the crash that was on the westbound side. Now crews at the scene tell me they're just waiting on tow trucks now. Also, Swinks Mill Road affected with the big delays on the Georgetown Pike. Inbound Suitland Parkway, heavy to get you past Branch Avenue, Naylor Road toward 295. A stalled car reported near Naylor. Update is brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a midweek forecast. Few clouds around. Sunshine dominating this morning. Comfortable, seasonable. This afternoon only in the upper 50s, so down a little from yesterday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 42 degrees. It's 7:57.
36 days after landing in one of the world's most dangerous places, U.S. Marine Corporal Jake Schick's life changed forever.
Yeah, I was severely wounded in Iraq, conducting combat operations in the Sunni Triangle in 2004.
His Humvee hit a landmine. Within 2 days, he was back in the United States for the first of nearly 50 surgeries.
Once I got back here, my real battle started.
Jake lost a leg and sustained traumatic brain injury. He spent 18 months in hospitals with family right beside him.
You need your family. You need your support system. You know, you need people like the Fisher House.
Fisher House. It's a home away from home for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at no cost to families.
Just very thankful to the Fisher House for what they did for my family that entire time and for the things they continue to do.
You can help by making Fisher House your charity of choice on your CFC pledge form.
Fisher House, they were always there, so that was cool.
The CFC, Fisher House, and you. Find out how you can make a difference at fisherhouse.org.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
Does your old heating and air conditioning system need to be replaced? Make your home cozy this winter and call ARS Rescue Router. Right now, we're offering up to $1,450 off on new system purchases or no interest, no payments for a year. That's right, two great payment options for your new heating and cooling system. Up to $1,450 off or no interest, no payments for a year. Make your home comfortable and call ARS Rescue Router today for a no-cost, no-obligation estimate. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Coming up on WMAL.
As predicted here a couple of months ago, the polls are really tightening all across the country. Mm-hmm. We'll talk to David Martosko of the Daily Mail, who's following the Trump campaign today.
And Steve Moore will join us to talk about the debacle that is Obamacare. It is now 8 o'clock in the nation's capital. Time for news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM.